This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. said on Monday the warring factions in Sudan had agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire while Western, Arab, and Asian nations raced to extract their citizens from the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the truce deal followed 2 days of intense negotiations and would begin on Tuesday. The two sides have not abided by several previous temporary truce deals. Fighting erupted between the Sudan Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group on April 15th and has killed at least 427 people, knocked out hospitals and other services, and turned residential areas into war zones. The White House on Monday demanded warring parties in Sudan adhere to an immediate ceasefire and ensure the protection of people as the United States worked to evacuate its citizens.
We have deployed U.S. intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets to support land evacuation routes, which Americans are using, and we're moving naval assets within the region to provide support. American citizens have begun arriving in Port Sudan, and we are helping to facilitate their onward travel.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Russia-appointed authorities in Crimea say the military fended off a Ukrainian drone. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An official in Sebastopol says the military has destroyed a Ukrainian sea drone that attempted to attack the harbor, adding that another drone blew up without inflicting any damage. The attacks, the latest in a series of attempted strikes on the city, the main naval base in Crimea that Russia illegally annexed in 2014. Russian news reports also claim a Ukrainian exploding drone was found in a forest east of the capital.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has thanked three lawmakers from the U.S. southern state of Tennessee who became Democratic heroes for taking part in gun control protests at their state house. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They're now known as the Tennessee Three. State Representatives Justin Pearson, Justin Jones, and Gloria Johnson, who protested days after a deadly school shooting in the Oval Office.
We stand up for kids.
Republicans who control the GOP legislature called for all three to be expelled, which the president called shocking.
Undemocratic, and it was without any precedent. But you turn it around very quickly.
Pearson and Jones, both black, were expelled before being reinstated on an interim basis. Johnson was not expelled. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. court has ruled tech giant Apple can maintain exclusive control over the distribution of its iPhone apps. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An appeals court has rejected the latest effort to force Apple to dismantle its digital wall that protects its most valuable products. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the lower court judge, who ruled against Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite. Epic sued in 2021, alleging Apple had an illegal monopoly with its App Store. Epic Games tried to offer Fortnite outside of the App Store to avoid paying developer fees, but Apple, citing security, kicked them out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
American cable channel Fox News and its top-rated host Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways less than a week after the Fox Media Company settled for $787.5 million in a defamation lawsuit in which Carlson played a starring role. The outspoken Carlson embraced conservative issues and delivered his views with a style that made his primetime show Tucker Carlson Tonight the highest-rated cable news program in the key 25 to 54 age demographic on the most watched U.S. cable news network. Shares of Fox fell 3.4% on the news, which the company announced on Monday. India will be the world's most populous country by the end of this month, the United Nations says, eclipsing an aging China. The announcement Monday has sparked questions about whether India can repeat the economic miracle that has taken China out of poverty and into the ranks of the world's leading powers. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.